Yes, we are back with you in Houston, Texas at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, as we are gearing up for a very big weekend and the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Indeed, it is time for a primer on one of the biggest matchups, and that is the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. To recap, I mean, what an incredible ride it has been for both of these teams. Of course, the Packers went undefeated at home, and the Cowboys did not lose a single road game. So one of those streaks, they're going to come to an end on Sunday as they face off in Lambeau Field in the NFC Divisional Playoff game. Always a pleasure to have with us one of the biggest and the very best in sports, that is Dallas Cowboys great Cliff Harris, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us, Cliff.
Thank you, Alyssa. I always enjoy visiting with you. It's always a pleasure. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on your Cowboys. An impressive season, and there are a number of storylines that I want us to get into and discuss, but what are you looking forward to the most in this matchup on Sunday?
Well, I think one of the keys is going to be, I mean, I think the key in the game will be the control of Aaron Rodgers and the Dallas defense keeping their offense and the great quarterback that he is, from scoring and keeping the scoring down. And if the defense can start out at a fast pace and get them in and out and build some momentum, I think it can happen like our previous games that we started well and built momentum and got stronger and stronger during the game. Of course, Romo is going to have to perform, but I think with DeMarco Murray running the ball, and it's going to give some real opportunity for Romo to do what he does best and throw the an accurate pass under pressure to our receiver.
Hey, Cliff, you know, what I have to say is, you know, what a difference a year makes as we reflect past just the improvements that have been made. I mean, obviously, you're talking about, you're highlighting Tony Romo, so much chatter about, you know, DeMarco Murray and just the season that he has had, and just offensively, the offensive line. But what has been your evaluation defensively and the strides that the Cowboys have made? Because it really has been key.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I can tell you. I don't know. You know. There are so much subtlety in the psychology and the mentality of players, and sometimes I think players don't even know themselves. They get discouraged when they don't think they can win, and don't play at a higher level than their ability allows them to. I think that with the addition of DeMarco Murray had such an impact and gave our defense inspiration to play better and know that we have a chance to win. Our secondary is playing well. They're swarming on the ball. I'm seeing a lot of movement that I haven't seen in the past. And, you know, there's going to be, there will be scored on these offenses today, but I love the intensity this defensive group. They're really coming together well.
Hey, Captain Crash, Dallas Cowboys great Cliff Harris is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he's joining us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. And it is interesting when you step back and you just look at the Dallas Cowboys, the body of work, what they've been able to produce. You have witnessed a lot of individual success, but now we're seeing just the team success, how the Cowboys have really come together, that they're so polished.
Right.
And they certainly have come a long way after facing so much adversity over the past couple of years.
Yeah, we lost our linebacker, and Rolando McClain has really stepped up and played well and brought some, I think leadership into it. And Bruce Carter and the safeties are playing well, and I'm really pleased to see what's going on with the defense. I mean, when you know you've got a chance to win and you know that the offense can perform and come through on their side of the game, it gives you motivation to play better yourself. I mean, I knew that when we could stop a team, that I knew that Roger Staubach could win the game for us. Now I think that our defense, our Dallas Cowboys defense, Doomsday 3, now they feel confident that our offense, that's a combined with Romo and Murray, can win the game. And, of course, oh, my gosh, I mean, Dez Bryant has just been incredible.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, what a threat he is.
Can't overlook him.
You know, but I like what our defense is doing.
Hey, Cliff Harris is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I got to ask you, since we've talked a little bit about Tony Romo, is he the best quarterback in the NFL? I mean, he seems like a new man. He's evolved, and he's played well and certainly posted some impressive numbers this year.
I think he's a great quarterback in the right situation, and I think he's got that right situation right now.
Okay.
Right now with this offense and this balanced offense, when you've got all these receivers and these threats and that all of the game is not resting on his shoulders as it has been in the past, I think that the key to his success and his the ultimate look back at him as a player is going to be his performance, not in the percentages and the completions and the records that he sets, but wins. That's the way that I judge, and I think that players judge great players as, do you win in the clutch and do you win the big games? They haven't been to the playoffs in I don't know how many years. I mean, 12 years, and this year is a big year. He's got to step up and perform and win the game when he has the chance.
How big of a home field advantage do the Packers have? Of course, I was talking about in the open, Cliff, that they've got that unblemished record. They're 8-0 at home. You just have to really wonder how the Cowboys are going to respond to these frigid temperatures.
Yeah, and, you know, when you play in a when you're playing in a playoff game of this magnitude, the temperature unless you have like the ice bowl at 26 below, when you have a cold game, it doesn't affect you. I mean, you're so ramped up
jacked
and ready
up
to play. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's really going to affect them. I mean, obviously the advantage goes to Green Bay because they're accustomed to the way the ball feels in that cold weather. They're accustomed to their own field and how to cut on it and how much you can cut and how much you can't cut, so that you know there's some advantage to just naturally coming from your own field and your own environment. I mean, it would be like coming to Texas when it's 120 degrees out here. We had the advantage when we were in Texas Stadium. Now it's you've got the AT&T Stadium, but the advantage, if there's a slight advantage, it's going to be in knowing the field, the elements, and being accustomed to them and knowing what to expect up there in Green Bay.
You know, Cliff, you played in a total of 5 Super Bowls. You were inducted into the Cowboys Ring of Honor in 2004. Certainly one of the toughest Cowboys to ever wear silver and blue. Hard-hitting Harris is what they called you. What was your approach to these brutal temperatures and conditions? I mean, what advice would you give to the Cowboys? How should they prepare? Because it really is going to be a game of survival.
Well, I mean, it's still a game of strategy, and it's still a game of thinking and preparation. I think that you just block out those elements and block out that cold. And I mean, it's something these guys, they are pros and they're going to know this. I think that the thing that they, you know, that you need to do in playoff games, and we've won so many, is play up and play at a different level, but a focused level, and a level of intensity that's higher than you've played before, because you've got to match that other team, and that's what you, and you've got to expect that's what's going to happen. It's, in terms of the elements, I mean, you know, it's just something you, you know, you write off. That's not even a part of the equation. It really is not. It shouldn't be. The field itself, and how to navigate the field, and how to cut, and you know, the crown of the field. All those are elements that will give an advantage to Green Bay, but the coldness is something you need to just block out of your head.
Cliff Harris has been joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. You stay close. Much more straight ahead in the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at YSR.